This is Metamorphity. Hello, this is Patrick Ryan from Metamorphity.com, and this is the Episode 2 podcast for the series Inviting Healing, Activating Your Inner Healer. Sometimes the body speaks before we do. It speaks in signals, in tension, in fatigue, in pain that persists even when we pretend not to notice. It doesn't speak English or French or Spanish. It speaks in tightness, inflammation, flutter, ache. It speaks in ways we often try to override because we're too busy, because we don't want the answer, because we've been taught to think of the body as a problem to manage instead of a messenger to listen to. But here's the truth. The body is never working against you. It's always trying to protect you, to adapt, to survive, to speak. And when something isn't working, when you've heard the news, felt the shift, or been told that something inside you needs healing, you can almost guarantee the body knew long before anyone else said it aloud. So today, we begin the practice of listening. Not to analyze, not to fix, but to be in relationship with the body, especially the part that's calling for attention right now. In many healing traditions, ancient and modern, the body is understood as a field of intelligence, not just muscles and tissues, but memory, emotion, energetic pattern, story. We now know that trauma can live in the body long after the event is over, that the gut and immune system communicate constantly with the brain, that posture, breath, and even imagination can shift biological outcomes. This isn't just in your head. This is science meeting soul. Your body is not a machine to be fixed. It's a living being that responds to how it is spoken to, both by others and by you. So let's pause here and ask something radical. What if the part of your body that hurts isn't trying to harm you? What if it's trying to get your attention? What if the pain is a messenger? Not a punishment, not a failure, but a form of inner language, a way of saying, please come closer. Please stop running. Please stay. And yes, of course you want to be free from pain. Yes, of course you want healing, repair, mobility, comfort, ease. But paradoxically, the first step isn't to push the pain away, it's to meet it, to become curious, to ask the body, what do you need from me? What are you trying to tell me? What would it mean for us to work together now, not as adversaries, but as allies? One of the principles of medical hypnosis is that the subconscious mind already knows how to organize toward healing. But it needs permission. It needs language it understands. And it needs safety, not pressure, in order to speak. The body is the subconscious mind's closest companion. And today, we begin building rapport. Let me offer you a simple practice, one you can return to again and again. When you're alone, perhaps sitting quietly or lying in bed, place your hand over the area of your body that's asking for healing. Maybe it's a joint, an organ, a system, or something harder to define. And instead of saying, I wish you were different, try this. I'm here now. I'm listening. I'm sorry I didn't come sooner. What do you need from me? And then wait. Not with tension, but with trust. Wait and see if an image, a word, a color, a memory, or a sensation arises. You don't need to interpret it. Just receive it. It's like listening to music in a language you don't speak, but somehow still understand. This is how the voice of the body begins to return. Now you may be asking, what if my body feels like an enemy? What if I'm angry at it? What if I'm being betrayed by it? That, too, is part of the healing. Because the moment you name what's true, the moment you say, I feel hurt, or I'm scared, or I feel like my body let me down, that's the moment honesty returns. And when honesty returns, healing can begin. You don't have to force yourself into trust. You don't have to pretend you feel safe. You're simply invited to open a conversation, to create a new relationship, one that is rooted in mutual respect between you and this remarkable body that has carried you this far. I want to leave you with this. The body you're in right now, this exact body, with its limits and aches and unspoken stories, this is the body that holds your inner healer. It's not in some perfect future version of you. It's not behind the next test result. It's not only available once you've been fixed. It's here, right now, willing, ready, listening. And as you listen to it, it will begin to listen back. Not because it was broken, but because it was waiting for you to return. So today, may you bring your hand to the part of your body that calls. May you say gently, "I'm here now." May you let your breath speak before your words, and may you begin to hear the quiet voice beneath the pain. It's never too late to begin a new relationship, and the body is ready when you are. This is Patrick from metamorphity.com, and I'll meet you in the guided meditation.